As always, on this Tuesday afternoon, we visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Boy, it's a nice day today, isn't it?
It is gorgeous out, and I hope it continues to be gorgeous, because we have some wonderful things coming up here at the Appleton Library. In fact, Friday, do you like Easter egg hunts, Paul?
When I was little, yeah.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We have Easter story time at the Appleton Public Library on Friday, the 7th of April at 10:30 a.m. We are going to have an Easter egg hunt. We've got some rabbits involved in this, and tissue paper, and crafts, and stories, and songs, and all sorts of really fun things coming up. So hopefully, we've got a bunch of young children and families that are interested in coming to this wonderful event here. And that will be Friday, the 7th of April at 10:30 a.m. here at the Appleton Public Library. I mean, you should see some of the fun stuff we've been putting together for this event. So we hope to see lots of young kids here enjoying Easter story time.
And that's Friday, this Friday then?
That's this Friday at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, and then also coming up next week on the 11th of April, we have an author that's going to be here, an author who has written a book called Sundown at Sunrise. I just never get that title correct because I get those two things mixed up all the time.
Yep.
Meyer D. Seifert. He will be here to talk about his book, Sundown at Sunrise. It's a story of love and murder based on one of the most notorious axe murders in American history. In fact, our book club read this book so that we are in preparation for his visit here on Tuesday, the 11th of April at 6:30 p.m. And boy, did we ever have quite the roaring discussion of his book. So I hope people are able to come on down and listen to what Marty has to say. And I know we have a few questions for him, too, from our book club on his book.
Yeah.
So it should be a really good time. He's going to be signing books and selling some of his books if you're interested in purchasing them. And he will be here on Tuesday, April 11th at 6:30 p.m. So really interesting. It's always fun to have an author stop on down and talk about the book, especially if you've been able to read it or if you're interested in reading it, because he will have copies available, or you're able to always check out copies here at the Appleton Public Library. Also coming up, we have our Coloring Coffee and Conversation on April 18th from 1:30 to 3. Coffee, coloring books, and pencils will be provided. You could give a shout out and a try to this wonderful new craze of coloring. It's so relaxing. It just really is. Mm-hmm. Then we are also offering cell phone photography workshop, and that will be on the 18th of April as well. And you'll be able to even do a little practice. We've got a gal coming. Her name is Molly, and she's going to teach us how to take better pictures with our cell phones and, of course, have some fun with photography. So there'll be a little time after her presentation for you to practice on this. And it should be a great time, and that is April 18th at 6:30 p.m. We've also got Lego Club coming up for 2nd through 6th grades, and that is on April 26th at 3:30 p.m. And don't forget, our book club is also meeting, and we can order some books for you called 9 Women and 1 Dress by Jane Rosen. And you can pick up copies of those books and join us for our book club. We're meeting a little early this month. We're meeting on Monday, April 17th at 5 p.m. So those are the things that we have going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, Cindy. Well, let's move into our little segment we call What Are People Reading?
Well, there are a lot of new books coming out, because you know how I always tell you this, Paul?
Yep.
April is a hot month for books. Mississippi Blood by Greg Iles is out. Penn Cage, now the mayor of Natchez, Mississippi, investigates the secrets of his family in the South to save his and his father's lives. And this is a conclusion to the Natchez Burning Trilogy. And people have really been waiting for this book. You should see it. There must be, you know, 500-600 pages in this particular novel. It is really a big, thick book, but I've heard it is a wonderful book. So if you're looking for something, even if you want to start this series, you may want to check out this book by Greg Iles. Also, we have The Tea Girl with Hummingbird Lane by Lisa C. It's a woman from rural China becomes a tea seller and eventually moves to California where her daughter, she gave up for adoption, lives. So this should be quite an interesting book to read as well. One of my favorite authors, J.A. Jantz, has a new book out called Man Overboard. Allie Reynolds is back. She's pursuing a man who manipulates the children of suicides into killing themselves in this 15th novel in the series. She really attacks some very tough issues. Anyway, and so this is J.A. Jantz, Man Overboard. Then we have for you in nonfiction, A Colony in a Nation by Chris Hayes. The MSN host discusses race relations with a focus on the differences in policy in the white nation and its black colonies. So quite controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then also the 1997 Masters, My Story by Tiger Woods with Lauren Rubenstein. Mm-hmm. The golfer reflects on the 20th anniversary of his stunning win at age of 21, a year after his professional debut. That would be a long-awaited book to listen to or to read, because keep in mind, we not only have books that you can check out and read yourself, but you can order them in electronic format to read on your portable devices, or you can listen to them on your portable devices or in your car if you've got a portable CD player. So really some interesting things out for new books to consider at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, tell us where you're located, and when is the Appleton Public Library open?
The Appleton Library is open Mondays and Fridays from 10:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10:30 to 7:30, and Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30. You can call us at the Appleton Public Library at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook to find out the latest happenings, or check out our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thanks for the report this afternoon, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
All right. That's Head Librarian Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library.